Hello, this is John Clements of the Manchester Jazz Festival, and tonight I'm with Sam Healy of the Sam Healy Ben Watt Quintet, who are playing the Manchester Jazz Festival this year as part of the MJF Introducers Scheme. So good evening to you, Sam.
Good evening, John.
Just to start off with, if you could tell us, you've been working with the quintet for quite some time now. How did the quintet first come together?
The quintet began as a collaboration between me and Ben Watt, the other saxophonist, when we both joined the Royal Northern College of Music. We wanted a band that we could write for, that we could rehearse and kind of just develop our jazz chops, as it were.
Right.
And it kind of developed from there. We got a couple of gigs. We wrote for the band. We've had a few changes in lineup, but overall, we wanted a platform to play from, you know, and that was the main reason we started.
Okay, and I notice from what you've said that you play standards, but you give them a refreshed reworking. So what sort of standards are we talking about, and what have you done to them to make them different?
We've taken kind of well-known standards. We've not gone for anything too far out. And I suppose you could say that some of our changes are already well explored, but to us it was an idea of, we wanted to take things we knew and turn them back into something we didn't know, such as playing Stella by Starlight in 7.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, taking Stella by Starlight as itself, and literally rewriting the tune, not in terms of the notes, but just in terms of the rhythm, to play it so that we've got 7 crotchets to the bar as opposed to 4 crotchets.
Right, okay.
We decided to do that one. That was our first exploration of kind of changing round standards, and it just gave us something new to play on, because even though we had the same harmony to work over, the fact that we had 7 crotchets was kind of an extension, not only in terms of the rhythm, but in terms of how we had to think, how we had to form our phrases. It gave us something new to work on, something we couldn't do for quite a while, really.
Yeah. But as well as the standards, I know that you've got your own compositions. So as far as they're concerned, how could you describe what people are likely to be hearing from your own work?
Mm. Well, 3 of us write for the band, Dave Onak, the piano player, and Ben Watt, the tenor player, as well as myself. At the festival, you'll be hearing kind of very new things that we've done. A piece such as Sisterhood of Man, written by Ben, that'll go from kind of free duo saxophone into break out into full drum and bass, scored out for the band. Other compositions we have are much more through composed. Dave Onak, our piano player, writes very specific music that involves attention to detail, and it's not just a matter of a melody and a set of chords. We've got a lot of kind of different solo sections and different ideas that we can choose to bring in or not, you know. So it's kind of a very very mixed bag, but hopefully a lot of free improvisation that's based around ideas that are supported within the band as somebody tries to take a solo, you know.
Okay. I mean, I know that you're not just playing with this band alone during the festival. You're playing 5 days of the festival, so yeah. I mean, you could be described as the hardest working jazz man in Manchester in the next few weeks. As far as the Manchester Jazz Festival is concerned, how big a deal is it for you to be playing there this year?
It means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to the band as well. For me, I've been watching the Manchester Jazz Festival for many years. And it's always been a massive kind of inspiration, and I've found new things I want to listen to, bought many CDs from the festival. And to finally be playing and being able to put my own music out there, it means a lot to me. And it also makes me feel as though I'm getting somewhere. I might be doing some practice. It might be working just a little bit.
Fantastic. Great. Well, it's been great talking to you today, and I wish you the well for the whole of the festival, but particularly for the Sam Healy Ben Watt Quintet, which you can see on Thursday the 29th of July at the Festival Pavilion in Albert Square. So again, thank you, Sam, and good luck for the festival.
Brilliant. Thanks, John.